Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could take you out. You a good time. Oh, invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
Thank you guys for listening to the show, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams, and thank you guys for listening to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Lock that number in, call into the show, and give your opinion of the show, of the topic, what have you, or just call and say hello. I don't mind. Guys, I promote the show daily on Twitter and Facebook. You can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. You can also follow the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go into your Facebook account, go to the top of the page, and type in there in the search box, type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. That way, whether you're on Twitter or Facebook, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? Now, if you guys are on my show page, thank you for listening in via the internet, online, on Blog Talk Radio. If you are on my show page, then there's an icon there that says follow the show. Click on that icon and follow the show, and you'll get daily alerts about the show and my show notes. All right? Those that are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for listening in to the show as well. And I hope that you guys that are listening via cell phone, if you're driving, you have some type of hands-free device. I'd like for you to have both hands free when you're driving. That way, you know, you have better control of your vehicle with both hands. All right? We want you in one piece at all times, okay? So be careful out there. I know there's a lot of traffic in town this morning, like each morning of the week, and I'd like for you guys to be safe, all right? But thank you for listening to the show, 818-301-5834. Our show this morning is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. Their number is 770-732-0244. That number again is 770-732-0244. Whether it's corporate accounting, corporate taxes, personal accounting, or personal taxes, those professionals at CPA On Duty can take care of any of your needs. 770-732-0244. Now, guys, I wanted to take just a minute real quick and let you guys know that you can go to my blog and come in on my blog. And you can also post a blog yourself there. The internet address for my blog is funnyheadsblog.blogspot.com. That's funnyheadsblog.blogspot.com. I know you guys probably can't get over the funny head thing, but it's funny, like you say, FUNNYHEADS, Funny Heads, blog.blogspot.com. Go there and read the part two of my article, there on my blog. It's called The Fiancé Stage, or the fiancé step within a relationship, okay? Most people miss that step within a relationship And I believe, my personal opinion, I believe that last step there, when missed, is so crucial that it gives your marriage a huge foundation to stand on. If you miss that step, then of course you don't have that big foundation to stand on, and your marriage house may or will crumble. It's very important. A lot of people don't think so, but this stage in the marriage relationship is very important, and it's a fiancé stage. So, guys, look out for that. Grab a hold of that, and everything will be okay. All right? Now, just before I get started with in the show, I wanted to let you guys know, I did a show a couple of months ago on the Jerry Sandusky. This is the guy that was convicted of 45 counts of, I believe, either child molestation or child sex, abuse to a minor or something like that. It was a bunch of counts for 10 different people that he molested over the years. Now, on yesterday, he's been in jail since his trial, and he was convicted. But yesterday, they sentenced him to prison. The judge gave him 30 to 60 years in prison. And I said, I had never heard of 30 to 60 years, 40 to 50 years, or anything like that. It's usually, you know, 30 years plus life or something like that. But anyway, the 30 years to 60 years in prison means that he's got 30 years that he's got to do without a chance of parole. After 30 years, he can have a chance to go in front of a parole board, and I guess obviously have a chance for release in 30 years. The guy's already 68 years old, so he's not gonna live through prison. He's not going to live 30 years in prison at 68 years old and be 98 years old when he go in front of a parole board. No, not going to happen. He's going to die in prison. Now, he's still contending that he didn't do these things. He didn't molest these boys. But evidence and eyewitnesses, which are the boys, came forward and told the accounts. Now, one of the little boys, and I'll get into my show in just a minute, but one of the little boys, I had to say this, he was the main one, victim number four. He said that he can never forgive himself or Sandusky for what happened. But he did ask the forgiveness of the other boys that were involved with Sandusky, simply because he didn't come forward before the time that he did. Okay? So he asked for the victims' forgiveness, which I thought was kind of, that's just the way God works, but that's what happened. So Sandusky's off the jail. He'll never get out. That's the way we like it for people of his type. He'll go to jail. He'll have a lot of young boys to fondle, screw around with, whatever he want to do. They don't care. They'll be there for him, and he'll be there for them. Okay? So, let's get into the show, guys. Today's episode is called Why Men and Women Are So Different. Now, the reason I wanted to do this show is because I guess the age-old question all the time is, you know, that I catch a lot of is, why are you guys, and it's coming from women, why are you guys so difficult to deal with? Well, the men have the same question on the backside of that. Why are you women so hard to deal with? Okay? And I say it all the time. There's a book out there called Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. If you guys have any kind of difficulty with this, grab that book and read it, because it'll help you to understand men if you're a woman. And men, it'll help you understand women if you're a man. Okay? So I need to read that book as well, because I don't understand women. Understand them to a certain degree. Been married for 24 years. Been in a relationship for over 30. So I understand women to a certain degree, but it's still an ongoing process that'll probably be ongoing for the rest of my life. Okay? You never, ever understand these women. And I don't think that they will never, ever understand us as men. What we try to do, Garris, men see things in black and white. It's no middle ground for us. You know, it's cut and dry. You know, we may get into some type of an argument with a woman, but after that, it's over with us. We're actually okay with it after that. We said our piece. You know, just do what we say, and it's done. Okay? Because what happens is, our egos are so huge. If our bodies were as big as our egos, you'd have huge men walking around here. So if you're going to get along, then you have to kind of do what we say. And I'm not saying this to be, I don't know, I'm not saying this to be overbearing to women. I'm just saying this because when we are in an argument or something, you have to lay it down and do what we want, because you have to let a man fall flat on his face before you can come in and say, okay, now that's happened. Now maybe you'll understand that my way may be better than your way. And after that, not before, but after that, we'll submit and do it your way. Okay? But you have to let a man, when he's real adamant about something, you have to let him fall on his face with it. And then you can come in and say, okay, Dave, let's do it my way. and we'll submit, and we'll do it your way. I guarantee you. Try that with your man sometime. Now, I tell people all the time, now you fighting with your man about something, and then the fight ends, but you're still holding on to that. Women hold on to it, and they carry it for days before they let go of it. And then they actually never let go of it. You know, they keep it bogged up inside because they are emotional beings. They see everything gray. We see black and white, but they see everything gray. Okay? And that's what makes it difficult for them, because they don't see black and white. And it's something that the man upstairs put into us to make us such different beings. It's not just the physicality. It's not just, you know, men look different from women. Well, some do. And so it's not just the physicality. It's not just the hair and the you know, the skin and the face and the body parts, but it's the mentality and the way that we think that's worlds apart. And I believe the reason that I get along so well with my better half is that not only we like to do a lot of the same things, but we try. I'm not saying we do always. We're not perfect at all. We have our times, but we try to help each other out and do things. Try to compromise. I try to compromise sometimes, and she tries to compromise sometimes. But there are those times, and I'm not being naive about this, but there are those times when no one wants to compromise. She thinks that her way is the right way. I think that my way is the right way, and I'm not giving up. She's not giving up. It's like a tug of war. But like I said, ladies, if you step back for a moment and let your man do his thing and let him fall on his face, then things will change as far as that goes, okay? But try not to get so into it that, you know, like I said, that you guys can't lay it down right there. You hold on to it and you boggle it up for a few days. And then, you know, and then you guys go to sleep at night and you're not, you know, you're not feeling it. Okay, you're mad. So you aren't giving him the attention that he wants, or he can't get the attention that he wants because you're upset. And I don't think that's right. Because, like I said, we've said our piece. It's over. Let's get on with it, all right? But women can't just turn it off right there. But men can, all right? We can go into a room and fight with another man for you know, 15, 20 minutes. And then we'll come out of the room and be like, all right, David, have a good day, bud. We'll talk again later. We'll see how this goes. And we'll get back together and talk about it again at a later date. and it's over. And we're okay with that. Okay? So that's the way men are. And women are the direct opposite. They get so emotionally involved that they can't turn it off. Okay? It's upstairs, and they can't turn it off like a faucet. But we can turn it off like a faucet. So women want to fight for the duration. They want to fight to somebody till it's over for the other person. You know, they'll fight until the end. And at the end, they may want to stomp you a little bit more. But that's not what it's about. Okay? And like I say, women will hold on to this stuff for days and days. And they never forget about it. So at a later date, this same thing will surface again, and she'll toss it up right in your face. Ladies, if you want to call into the show and weigh in on the topic, 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. If you're just joining the show, I've been talking about why men and women are so different. And I can't even scratch the scratch of the scratch of the surface on this subject. But I tried a little bit to get into a little bit of how things work. And I know because I've been in a relationship for over 30 years. And like I said, it's tough at times, but then it's very good at times, because when you have a woman that will, you know, be behind you on things that you're kind of passionate about, there's no stopping either one of you guys. If you have a woman behind you, again, trying to reiterate this, men, if you have a woman behind you, standing firm behind you, that will have your back, there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that can stop you. Guys, my quote of the day is, I despise the guys who criticize and minimize the enterprise of other guys whose enterprise has helped them rise above the guys who criticize. Don't you? Thank you guys for listening in to the show. Have a great day at work. It's Hump Day Wednesday, guys. And I've got today and tomorrow at work. I'm off Friday and the weekend. And tomorrow, join me live tomorrow in about 23 and a half hours. I'm going to do a show for my class reunion. I'm going to talk about my class reunion and everything that's going to go on. So you guys stay tuned and tune into the show. It's Frank Williams. I'm over and I'm out.
Life goes on. Starting to learn more and more about responsibilities. And I realize that everything I do is affecting the people around me. So I want to take this time out to apologize for things that I've done and things that haven't occurred yet. Things that they don't want to take responsibility for. Sorry for